Support for this podcast and the following message come from Deloitte, a global leader in digital transformation, helping clients apply technologies like cloud and AI to their unique business challenges. Deloitte.com/look again.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And it's Amazon's turn in the hot seat, according to a complaint to be filed with federal regulators. Amazon is improperly recording and preserving the conversations of young users through its Echo Dot Kids devices. One of the first complaints to accuse Amazon of the sort of privacy abuses that have embroiled Facebook and Alphabet's Google for much of the past year. More on this after these tech headlines. Renewed trade tensions between the U.S. and China threaten to throw Apple back into a global trade battle, putting its iPhone business at risk just as it appeared to be shoring up declining sales. The round of tariff increases that hit Friday don't directly affect Apple devices, but this week President Trump threatened a tariff of 25% on Chinese imports that would cover virtually all Chinese exports to the U.S., including Apple's most important devices. Apple has faced minimal impact from previous tariffs on about $200 billion in Chinese goods. However, the iPhone maker is among the companies most exposed to future tariffs because it assembles almost all of its products in China. India's antitrust watchdog is investigating whether Google used its Android platform to block rivals. This is New Delhi's latest move to try to tamp down on American tech behemoths. The Competition Commission of India case is another example of antitrust authorities in many parts of the world taking cues from the European Union, which has been investigating Google for nearly a decade. While further details about the complaint leading to the investigation couldn't be determined, the journal says the Indian authorities expect to complete the investigation in the next few months, during which they would summon Google executives. Of note, Android is especially popular in India, where it powers 91% of smartphones. And when it comes to your banking, no branch, no problem. At least according to Citigroup, which made a big bet on digital banking. And lately, they're seeing it pay off. Citigroup added roughly $1 billion in digital deposits in the first quarter, more than all of last year. About two-thirds of that total came from new customers, and a little more than half came from people who don't live near any of the bank's roughly 700 branches. The journal says executives are convinced many of us are finally ready to abandon brick and mortar. Recent data says 84% of us still visit branches at least once a year, though less than half of people go weekly or monthly. Meanwhile, some 44% of customers said they never use their bank's mobile application ever. Coming up, Amazon is accused of violating children's privacy with smart speakers, plus a look at the laws protecting the online privacy of kids.
AI, blockchain, smart cities, the digital transformation happening now makes the seemingly impossible doable. At Deloitte, we help clients harness these powerful technologies to improve business and the world. Deloitte.com/look again.
Through its Echo Dot Kids devices, Amazon is under fire for allegedly violating kids' privacy. The Wall Street Journal's Charlie Turner has more.
Advocacy groups have accused Amazon.com of violating the privacy of children who use the company's Echo Dot Kids smart speakers. The groups filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission this past week, saying the devices violate federal law protecting the online privacy of kids, and have called on the FTC to investigate. With more on this, we're joined by Wall Street Journal reporter Betsy Morris, who's in San Francisco. Betsy, a handful of U.S. senators have also called for a probe on this. What does the complaint allege specifically about the Echo Dot Kids edition?
It alleges that the device records the conversations of kids in certain instances where the kid asks the device to remember something. And then parents are supposed to be able to, through parental controls, go back and delete those recordings. And, you know, what this group did was investigate that to try to figure out if it worked or not. And what they found was that they would delete the recordings and then, or they thought they would delete the recordings. And then when they tested the device again, it still remembered the information.
And it keeps it indefinitely.
That's what they think, yes, because the recordings are actually turned into transcriptions. And what this group claims is that the transcriptions are stored in the cloud, and it keeps the recordings. It doesn't delete them automatically so that parents can go back and review them.
Right, according to your report, along with viewing and listening habits. So it essentially has a lot of information on children.
Yeah, they're able to triangulate the information straight from the children with the serial numbers on the device and all of the different ways that they have of knowing who owns the device and all of that. The other thing that they found, which was really interesting, was in looking at Amazon's privacy policies, they found that they were really confusing and fairly unclear. This is what the group claims. And that in the case of third-party apps, because the device is designed so that third-party developers can create apps for it. And in the case of those third-party apps, Amazon said that it's the parent's responsibility to go check the privacy policies of those individual apps. What this group found was that only 15% or so of those third parties actually had privacy policies. So that was another problem.
And these advocacy groups, if I remember correctly, there were almost 20 of them, including the ones you mentioned here, Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood, and also Center for Digital Democracy, which is well known.
Yes, and also a public interest law clinic from Georgetown, which really helped conduct the investigation. Yeah, the groups really include, there are parent groups, there are other child advocacy groups, there are privacy groups included in there.
And this device has been around for a year. This is a new device. It's Alexa-based or similar to Alexa?
Yes, it is. It's similar to the Echo Dot. It's actually a family of devices. It is equipped or enabled by Alexa. So, you know, it's voice activated and it has that same software. The thing that's different is that there are apps that are designed for this device that are specifically designed for children. And so when Amazon introduced it, the company said that this would be a good place for children to be online and be able to play games and be able to sing songs and have access to content that parents could be assured was age appropriate.
Wall Street Journal reporter Betsy Morris joining us from San Francisco. Thanks, Betsy.
Thank you, Charles.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.